This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
For hundreds of years, anthropologists have studied the social relationships of human beings. And none have been more confounding than what they call the different strokes effect.
Get it?
Meet Jade Gulliver, a charmingly low maintenance, amicable sci-fi fan and avid podcaster. And David Lim, a top model strutting, goldfish loving, walking jukebox. So, can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
Because it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
Jade and Dave. Okay, Dave, prepare to be overwhelmed by how much I love your fashion.
Oh, my goodness. Are you being serious?
Actually, I quite admire your hairstyle, but I often tell you that, and I am a part of a Facebook group that says as much.
I didn't set up a Facebook group just for my hair, I promise you.
There is one, though.
I won't deny it.
But so you've said that you say that you pride yourself on having good dress sense, and you think that you do, but you're not a slave to fashion. And so basically how you come up with your style is that you'll look at latest trends and then you kind of borrow the stylistic ideas and make them fit your look and your budget.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, we've all had that experience where we're, you know, flicking through glossy fashion magazines and go, oh, that looks really good, but so totally out of my price range, you know. And for me, I'm all about trying to find that middle ground where I can achieve that look without having to pay that kind of ridiculous price.
Now, what I find really interesting is then you've got a picture here for me that looks like some guy some preppy guy that you would see like on a boat somewhere. Has like white shorts and some sort of sandal looking shoes.
Yeah.
Or loafers, I guess, and then like a dress.
A dress jacket.
Yep. Which is what you've got on tonight.
So if you actually, I didn't plan this, but it turns out I've worn the exact same outfit in the photo on the blog as I am wearing tonight here in the studio. So
yes.
If you're curious about what I am wearing,
you can go look at the blog.
Yeah, not in that kinky way, of course.
But it's not a camp.
No, but I tell you what, I'm really into dress jackets. That's, mm-hmm. I feel that. I don't know. I mentioned something about the recession, you know, global economic crisis. You want to make sure that your outfit, you know, your decisions in buying outfit, you know, can last you several seasons and phases.
So you say with your dressy jackets that you're after brighter and lighter colours for spring. So you've got like a kind of white and black thing going on. Is that bright enough?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, this is rather monochromatic.
Okay.
I think everyone needs like maybe a black and white outfit, some sort of stripe effect for men.
Yes.
I think that's very common and you can definitely do that. So,
and you're going for the slightly preppier look.
I'm trying to go for a lighter, preppier look because most of the stuff that I haven't bought proper clothes in ages. So a lot of the stuff I have would be several seasons old.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them are very dark as well, Jade. So I would be looking to lighten up.
Now, you've put a lot of thought into it because you're saying that you like a jacket for many reasons. One is the unpredictability of Melbourne weather. So you've got to have effective layering.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second reason is that they look, dress jackets work like a smart pair of jeans. You can dress it up or dress it down. Now, today you're wearing it with a t-shirt, but I imagine you can wear it with a shirt or whatever, yeah.
Exactly. So that's the thing. That's what I was talking about, making proper so-called investments when it comes to buying clothes, something mm-hmm. that could, you know, really serve you well, not be just a once-off show pony outfit.
Now, you say here I'm all for classic looks that stand the test of time. Now, I think my look stands the test of time, but that's only because I rarely ever change my look. So how do you know if you've got a look that's a classic?
I don't know. I think for me, what a classic look is something that Okay, this is a very good question, Jade, because fashion and, you know, history repeats itself.
Mm-hmm.
So it's bound to stand a test of time if you hold it long enough.
The people who are overdressing in 80s gear right now are totally going to regret it again
in
20 years' time.
I know, but then in 25 years' time, it will be in fashion again. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So for me personally, what stands the test of time is something that, you know, is inoffensive and can go with most things.
Okay.
You know, something that, like a dressy jacket.
Something that doesn't look fad.
Yeah, not too faddish. You know what I mean? Like something that looks pretty, I don't know how to describe it, like almost muted, you know, like a little black dress. You know how people say every woman should have a little black dress?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I use that term lightly when I say every woman should.
Mm-hmm.
But it's one of those classic things that you need to have that, you know, can stand a test of time, I suppose. But what wouldn't be an example of something that would stand a test of time in fashion? Maybe Ugg boots.
Okay.
I can't see that happening.
Ugg boots belong to the Bogan and then they were taken over by fashion, right?
That's fashion lesson history 101 for another day.
Your bottoms are meggings. Now, meggings, the uptake on men's leggings, you say, has been slow in Australia and only the brave and skinny have pulled it off. So you've been toying with the idea of wearing them for several months now. They look comfortable and it's not a far stretch from your staple skinny jeans. But the only way that you think it could work for you and most men would be to pair meggings with a loose long top, and you're not that comfortable because you're not that comfortable with showing your man bulge.
You know, come on, be honest, guys. When you heard about men's leggings, what was the first thing that came to mind?
I haven't even heard about men's leggings, so I'm baffled that this even exists.
They've been all the rage in London for at least 12 months now, Jade.
So now I'm supposed to follow what's happening in London before I can figure out what I'm going to put on my style board?
They've been in Australia for a good, let's say, 6 months. You know, it was all the rage back in March, April when, you know, men's leggings are now, you know, in Australia. And what I find interesting is that just the media attention around men's leggings, mm-hmm. obviously, like I said, the first thing you think about, you know, fellas, first thing you think about when you're talking about leggings is, what about my business? What about the manhood, the bulge? I don't really want that waving all around the street when I'm walking. Oh, I don't necessarily want people to see the goodies.
Yes. You want to keep something hidden.
You want the privilege to show the goodies, not have that privilege taken from you by just wearing these, you know, tights.
Yeah, okay.
So, but yet, if you still want to work the leggings, that's why I said most, what a lot of men do, and you look at these runway models, what they do is they're very relaxed and loose on the top.
Mm-hmm.
So they have like long flowing shirts or long scarves and lots of material draping on the top and just pins for legs. You know, that's the kind of look that they would be working with.
I don't like the long top.
You don't like the long, heavy top. I don't know. It looks like maternity wear on some men.
I don't know.
But I've been toying with the idea of meggings because, I don't know, I'm not brave enough to do it.
Yeah.
I admit it. I'm not brave enough to do it.
I would like to see you do it.
I don't know. I don't think it would surprise many people if I do it.
I want you to wear a pair next Wednesday.
I cannot do it. Do you know what? Even when they were reduced to $9.99, you know, with like a little clearance tag on it,
yeah.
I couldn't do it. I used to think, I might have to go to a chick store to get these leggings.
Yeah.
And I kind of thought, okay, no, they're here. They're on sale. Do you want it, Dave? Are you game enough? And I walked away. I can't do it. I don't know why, but maybe it's just a social stigma around it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the only time you hear meggings in the media these days are if some poor bloke was put to a dare, he has to wear them in public.
I've never heard of them, so I'm really out of it. Really, really out of it.
I don't know.
Okay, so now this is where, again, where Different Strokes meets in the middle. It's shoe time.
Yep.
So you've gone with a plain black and white kind of boot-looking runner.
Yeah.
Why the boot?
Simply because, like I said before, I've been doing pointy leather shoes for a while now. Mm-hmm. I'm ready to go the other extreme. I don't play sports. So sports shoes to me has always been gross, daggy, sweaty, yuck, can't work with that. But then the more I notice, I'm like, hang on, all these rappers are like pimping these, you know, runners or sneakers, I'm like, they look pretty sick. They look cool, you know?
Yeah.
They're almost designer sneakers.
2 years of being around me hasn't convinced you?
I mean, yeah, I don't really pay attention to your feet.
Mm-hmm.
you know. So I kind of thought, let's do runners now. Dave, I think it's time for me to evolve fashionistically, if that's even a word, to go for designer runners. I will not do cheap, nasty runners. There has to be, okay.
Yeah, nice. See, that's probably the, I spend most of my money on runners. Like, I would buy brand runners. With other clothes, I'm not brand fussy at all.
Mm.
But runners, definitely.
You're a shoes person.
Yeah, and I have certain brands that I will wear as opposed to others. Not all runners are the same. finally, hair. So you've got this hairstyle on here that says, you call it LaRue style?
Yeah, I don't know. It's not completely LaRue because it's not as long, but what I'm planning to do is, yeah, have a long fringe, but
yes,
keep the sides and the back short.
And so I was looking at this picture that you gave me and I thought, is that why? Because I've noticed that you've gone a bit lighter. You've got some highlights happening.
Yeah.
Is that the reason?
No. I just got bored with my color and okay. I just thought of lightening it. Like we were talking about hair color before and we were saying how maybe it was a high school phase for both of us.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of miss coloring my hair. So this week I went a little nuts. I colored it 3 times in a day.
Different colors?
Yeah, like I'm not crazy. I wouldn't do 3 of the same color.
Okay.
I lightened it first because I have dark brown hair naturally.
Mm-hmm.
So I lightened it with bleach. Don't do this at home, kids, unless you know what you're doing,
mm-hmm.
which I don't.
Oh, okay.
I lightened it
so
myself.
So you didn't follow your own rules?
Uh-uh. I thought I was all, Dave knows everything. He's been there before. He's been dyeing his hair since he was 14. God damn it. I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm mixing peroxide and what I'm doing. Hair turned out yellow.
Oh.
It was 9 p.m. and I did an emergency dash to a supermarket with a cap. And the girl's like, just that brown hair dye? Yes, just the brown hair dye. As you can see, it's a bit of an emergency because my hair is yellow.
You had blonde hair at some point. I'm sure when I met you at first, you had blonde hair, yeah?
Asians with blonde hair rarely work. And I don't want to make the same mistake again.
See, that's the key to fashion. You learn from your mistakes and you move on.
I know. You learn from your mistake. If that's one thing that we want to, you know, say at the end of the day, you got to know what works for you. And I do and I don't. Sometimes I think I can do it again and maybe it'll work this time, Dave.
Yeah.
Maybe you can go blonde and it'll work.
It'll never work.
Hell no. Not for as long as I'm Asian, no.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.